Mission Network News 4.5 minute version, Monday, June 20th, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. Christians in the U.S. demonstrate as the Vietnamese prime minister visits. Bolivia's unrest interferes with ministry, and Christians reach out to hold the street children of Ghana. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. For the first time since the Vietnam War ended, Vietnam's Prime Minister Phan Van Khai is in the United States talking economic and other issues. Carl Muller with Open Doors USA wants religious liberty to be the focus, since Vietnam is the third worst persecutors of Christians worldwide, especially hard on Christians in the mountain regions of Vietnam.
These people are hounded and forced to recant their faith, oftentimes at the threat of imprisonment or torture. And Vietnam continues to flaunt international consensus on freedom of religion.
Mueller says while Christians are being attacked, the church is growing and thriving.
People under threat of death and imprisonment continue to evangelize their neighbors and their co-workers. The churches there are growing at a phenomenal rate, and we're encouraged by that.
Pray for the meetings, the safety of believers, and funding to provide resources to help Vietnamese Christians grow in their faith. Next, the United States launched another major offensive along the Iraqi-Syrian border, and many military families are concerned. For those who don't know Christ, it's especially difficult. Young Life did something about that, offering free family camps for service personnel from Fort Collins, Colorado. Young Life's Terry Swenson says it was held at Trail West Lodge.
It combines the best of resort-style accommodations with Young Life, which means a lot of humor, wonderful service from high school kids and college kids who are really donating their time, and then a presentation every night of the gospel.
Many of the soldiers will be deployed to Iraq this fall. Swenson says high school and college-age young people planted seeds of the gospel to the adults through their service.
Both the service they've received from these high school kids who are volunteering their summer to do this, but they've also been touched by the kind of role model these teenagers have provided for their own kids.
You're listening to Mission Network News. There's good news in the case of a kidnapped Christian Kashmiri woman. About 5 weeks ago, Asia Harvest sent out an urgent prayer alert asking people to pray on behalf of 22-year-old Nargis. When no news came for weeks after her disappearance, her team believed she might have been killed, but word Friday was that she had escaped and was safe. She says her abductors were trying to reconvert her back to Islam. Pray that God will protect her and others like her as they work to share the hope of Christ. Meanwhile, Bolivia's acting president was sworn in last week. His first act was to ask lawmakers to resign in order to avoid more protest in the run-up to the parliamentary elections. The unrest has taken its toll over the last few weeks. Due to the roadblocks and strikes, Grace Ministries International was forced to cancel a women's conference in the capital city. Please pray for Bolivia and especially for their pastors and leaders who live around La Paz. And estimates mark the number of abandoned street children at around 30,000 living in Ghana alone. Every Child Ministries' Felicia Anan is a street child worker. The story she tells isn't unusual. She recently helped a toddler whose mother abused her and then abandoned her to a stranger.
Why is she doing that to the child? She told me she doesn't want the child. She doesn't care, for she's going. And she left. And the child has been rescued by the help of ECM, a rescue fund, and she's not happy at the home.
In fact, baby Abena is thriving now at the Haven of Hope home for former street and slave children. More than that, though, Anand says it's a ministry to all.